This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump, as well as House Republicans and Democrats, reacted Sunday to the first week of impeachment hearings targeting President Trump. Democrats say the testimony during the hearings confirms the president abused power by allegedly withholding military aid to Ukraine in exchange for dirt on a political rival. Republicans say the proceedings have provided no hard evidence of any wrongdoing. VOA's Suresh Arabasadi.
President Trump continued defending his now infamous July phone call.
I was getting off the plane and they handed me a statement that was just made by the foreign minister and president of the Ukraine. And Ukraine, they came out loud and clear that there was no linkage whatsoever, not even a little bit. And you saw it. You all saw it. I said, that ends the impeachment. True,
which is Sunday, Republican Chris Stewart said withholding aid to Ukraine made sense at the time. Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney says the president withheld aid for different reasons.
That the president of the United States used taxpayer-funded military assistance to pressure a foreign leader to help him in his reelection campaign. That is solicitation of a bribe, and that is an impeachable offense listed in the Constitution.
The White House released a transcript of an earlier phone call between President Trump and then newly elected Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, saying the readout of that call debunks accusations of bribery. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Lebanon slipped deeper into a political crisis Sunday as politicians struggled to form a government. Tens of thousands of Lebanese took to the streets and cities and towns across the country to demand a complete overhaul of the political class. Protesters have accused the leaders of corruption and demanding social and economic reforms. This is VOA News. Hong Kong police laid siege to a university on Monday, arresting anti-government protesters while firing rubber bullets and tear gas to pin them back. Dozens choking on the tear gas tried to leave the Polytechnic University by breaking through police lines after a night of mayhem in the Chinese-ruled city. But many protesters, dressed in regular clothes and without gas masks, made runs for it, dodging tear gas canisters and sponge grenades, only to be forced back inside. Some were arrested, tackled to the ground, as others scrambled and tripped over barricades and fences. Now, despite increasingly violent protests, though, Hong Kongers are set to vote in local elections this week. More from VOA's Bill Gallo.
The unrest is prompting questions about whether authorities will move ahead with this week's local elections, a crucial barometer of public opinion amid a wave of anti-government protests. Steve Vickers is a Hong Kong-based risk consultant.
It would be a grave error to cancel those elections. The district council elections are the most fundamental building block of democracy in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong's Beijing-friendly chief executive has record low approval ratings. And despite the violence, polls suggest the protesters still have widespread public support. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
At least one Iraqi protester was killed and more than 30 others wounded Sunday. Amid renewed clashes on a key bridge in Baghdad, the protesters now have control of three bridges across the Tigris River toward the heavily fortified Green Zone, which is the seat of Iraq's government. The protests that began in October over lack of jobs and public services have grown to include widespread corruption and income inequality. Demonstrators are now demanding the complete overhaul of the government. The protests have spread out in Baghdad and to other cities in southern and central Iraq. Iran's supreme leader backed Sunday a government decision to increase fuel prices, which sparked deadly protests over the weekend. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei blamed thugs for damaging property in protests that left at least two people dead. His comments come, though, as the government shut off internet across Iran in an attempt to quell protests over the rising of government-set gasoline prices by 50%. In a televised address to the nation, Khamenei said some lost their lives, but he didn't elaborate. He also ordered security forces to implement their task. After his remarks, the intelligence ministry said key perpetrators of the past 2 days' riot have been identified and proper action is ongoing. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.